Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to other the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do.
All right.
Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
I'm fine. I'm awesome. Awesome, man. I appreciate everybody joining us. We got a lot of challenges going on here tonight, trying to get everybody in and trying to get it where it be seen up on the stream, but it's not going to be able to be seen like it needs to see, and I can't control it. So I don't, you know, I really can't see. I see you, Sara. Thank you for joining. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and I'm glad to come before you because our title for tonight's show is Dreams Really Come True. And we just want to keep that in mind when you think about maybe if some folks think about the Wizard of the Oz, for example, and when they click your heels and you can go back to Kansas. So it's dreams come truly, truly true for those individuals who trust and believe in our Lord and Savior. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4112. And, you know, I'm talking fast because I had a lot going on trying to get this set up so it could be set up right. My normal computer and laptop looked like it wanted to act up, so we had to improvise over here on this end. Again, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location, and then we're going to begin to chat about our awesome special guest that we have coming to you, and I will introduce her, so I don't want to just give that away. For those individuals on Facebook as well as Instagram, you can actually see them, but you truly can't see me in some cases because it's up on the stream, and that's what I wanted to make sure I do it. If you want to check us out on the web link, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You got a chance to check us out. Just go to Google search and type in WBSW Radio and Blog Talk, and it'll take you to the site with the voice of the Smith Way production. If you also want to email the show, you can go to WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. We're glad to have an opportunity to allow you to get in and be a part of. See, this is an interactive phase of this program, which is WBSW. You can talk, you can share your thoughts because we want you to comment. We're on Instagram, and on Instagram, you can check us out on Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10, and that's the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. Then we also have a Facebook, which is facebook.com/DRL DeAlberto Smith. We're still working through some technical difficulty here and want to make sure, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
You can. But I can hardly hear you. So not because of you. It's not because of you. Is because of trying to get a setup that, and I just don't know how to increase the volume on the other laptop that we had to go to just to get the volume up, because it should be pretty loud because it's set up on a couple of systems, so I don't know what the hang up here is. But we'll work it out. And also, you can check us out on Twitter, and we have several opportunities for you to check us out on Twitter. You can truly go to at Lorenzo D. Smith 15, as well as WBSW_internet_talk_radio at Talking Real to You. You can check us out on Twitter. So we're so glad to have all these options here. And I know, Sara, when I was trying to get the board because we couldn't get the stream, the show from the other laptop, I saw that was four or five other people who was joining me, three other, at least four joining you, and before I could admit them in. So in essence, I'm assuming everybody is in, and I can see them, and I'm looking. You got to notice I'm looking away at a stream to the side. So it's kind of hard for me to kind of see exactly who's on here. So I do appreciate everybody taking time to join us and being a part of it. So I'm not really able to operate in the ideal of muting and unmuting individuals, but we do want to make sure that be respected. So truly, I can't do anything about that. It is kind of hard to be able to work it's just not close to me to be able to do. So we're going to work it out. And again, sorry, I don't want to keep saying this because we're in live broadcast. How's the volume on your end as well as?
I can hear you clearly. You're loud and clear on my end.
Okay, now you are loud and clear. That's good because I said we're working, we're working those kinks out. We also want to truly let you know that this radio station is just going to talk about just plain old life issues. Talking real to you, prime time. We just focus on just plain old life issues. Our title, again, is Dreams Really Come True. Are you ready to click your heels? And let's go away.
All right.
Let's go to Kansas. That's what it's all about. You're going home, and Sarah is going to take you because she's doing some awesome things. Before I introduce her, I truly want everybody to kind of keep in mind that we have giveaways, WBSW giveaways, and we like people to register for those giveaways. And those giveaways include, we'll give away 11 trips. Well, we take care of the hotel costs, and you will have all the other things like getting there. For example, our last trip, which is our major trip that ended 2022, and I was right in 23, we gave a 5-night, 6-day hotel paid for in Cancun, Mexico. So we gave it, and the winner of that is Miss Peggy Grant. She's truly from Alabama, but she lives now in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So we wanted to make sure we extend that. We also gave away a 4-night, 5-night to Las Vegas. We paid for that. We paid for the cost of the hotel. This is all happening in 2022. God is good. He has blessed us. I'm telling y'all, he has blessed this radio station. He has blessed the team members around here. We've had an opportunity to truly expand because we started 6 years ago on September the 27th of 2017. So we know we're in January going into February, but we're in 2023. So we are moving toward this six-year anniversary of being able to be in existence, starting from one show to 11 shows. So God has blessed us. As we talk about our giveaways, we want you to be a part of the giveaway. What we need you to do is send your name along with a means of transaction to Lorenza, Lorenza, DSMITH, 15@gmail.com. That's Lorenza D. Smith, 15@gmail.com. And what we ask in the means of transaction, we send your name, you can email it, or you can type it in. If you're live on our network, you can type in your name along with that in the comment section, along with your means of transaction. We have Cash App, PayPal, we have Venmo, and we have Zelle. Now, the purpose of that is that we put it in the raffle, but we give love offerings. If you send your name along with a means of transaction, you're going to receive something from this radio station. You're going to receive something that you can take it and use it for whatever you want to use it for. So that is truly, truly the opportunity that we have through the sponsors. We have some awesome sponsors. We want to give a shout-out to TriStat LLC out of Selma, Alabama, and Montgomery. They have offices in both places. They are a consulting firm who works with government agencies, works with companies, individuals, working with them to seek the grants and the loans they're looking for. Give a shout out to Mr. William Scott. And Mr. William Scott can be contacted at 334-320-5438. L&A Lawn Service, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. You can contact Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7400. And the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama, also a sponsor, along with the team member of WBSW Radio, the internet station, and we're number one. We want to get this started, and as soon as we have we have several co-hosts that join us. They haven't joined us yet, but they will be joining us. And even if they don't, they're going to be sitting back listening. So we're going to just get it started. The title, again, Dreams Really Come True. And our special guest, she's an evangelist. She's an author. Her ministry, playwright, along with motivation speaker. And she truly, if she probably don't remember, I can remember about 4 or 5 or 6 years ago when it maybe longer than that, became friends on Facebook. So I've been kind of following her longer than just today. So I'm so glad to have her because she's going to share some awesome things with you. Before I introduce her name to you, I want you to understand that she's been committed to our Lord and Savior, committed to carry the word to individuals through her ministry, which is from bondage to freedom outreach ministry playwright. She also have an opportunity to be in the Montgomery, Alabama area. She's new to Montgomery, but she's here. And I'll talk about her affiliation with the sorority in a minute. She also works with her new church, which is the Love Center Full Gospel Baptist Church, where Dr. Tony People is her pastor. She's also excited about motivating everyone, not just, you know, particular groups. Everyone should get a chance to share something or share an opportunity to motivate them. See, everybody's heart is not quite there. She also is a true Christian woman who's been able to complete this book entitled Coming Out of Storm from Brokenness to Wholeness and Why Broken Crayons Still Color.
Still color.
Still color. That's it. You got to understand, just because they're broken don't mean they can't color. So if you're motivated and God is guiding you, you have an opportunity to just expand yourself. See, we never know what we're capable of doing. And I also want to say that there are several programs that and activities you focus on, especially the mind, the body, and the spirit. She has 2 daughters, is that Destiny and Diamond, and she's the grandmother of Miss Asher Ryan Jones, graduate of Central State University out of Ohio. Give a shout. I had a first cousin that graduated from Central State. She has a bachelor's degree in marketing and accounting. She's a graduate of the International Seminary School in Plymouth, Florida, with a degree in theology. Without further ado, I'm proud to introduce her because she's a member of the Blue and White family. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Alpha Rho Zeta Chapter in Montgomery, Alabama, where their distinguished Bachelor President is Tori C. Sankey. We want to definitely introduce some and present to others. Evangelist Sharon Shay Barnes O'Fair. How you doing, Shay?
Hey, how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm
excited.
Yeah, I'm excited because we had a few challenges to work through. And I noticed, you know, your own network in front of me, but you also one on the side. So I had to kind of, I'm wheeling around in my chair to make sure I'm able to have the true connection and see, and actually I can see you up on the screen, but I want to be able to see when I look at the board. So thank you so much for joining us. But as you know, I got to keep my eyes focused on the front of the screen right now. So that's where, because I have two devices working in two social media networks, live and rolling. And it will be heard in 33 countries now. So keep in mind.
All right. Amen. 33
countries. We have watchers and listeners in 33 countries. And see, God is so good.
Amen.
He keeps on blessing us. And I know you have a host of other individuals, and I thank each and every one of you all. Like I said, I'm at the point I can't hardly, it's a distance to kind of see the names, but I do appreciate each and every one of you all joining. We have some listeners that are able to type in their names, and I always try to give them a shout out, say, if you allow me to do that. We have Karan White. Karan White is a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. She used to be cohort. Then we worked together at Alabama State University, along with Shocker Blue 5, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Jacqueline.Jones.1276 joining us as well. I want to give them a wave. And I give everybody a shout out as they join us. We have several people on the board, but we don't actually have any names to go with numbers. So I don't want to call out the numbers. So we want to get this started, and I would actually say to kind of work with me, because I like to be looking in your face. How unfortunate, I can't, because I can't. I have to turn and look at the screen. So we're going to move forward. Evangelist, will you please just take an opportunity to share a bio, a little short bio about yourself. I tried to cover some things. I didn't cover everything as it's printed, but I try to touch because we want to move forward with the show. Can you just share some things with us?
Yes, I am recently new to the Montgomery area. I have been here officially since the end of August. And in my time here, I have been excited about what God is doing for me in my life. He is just really shaking some things up and letting me know that He is God. I am a part of a wonderful sorority, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Alpha Rho Zeta chapter has welcomed me with arms, and I thank the president, Tori Sankey, for finding me when I was lost and was trying to get in touch with the sorority here in Montgomery. So awesome chapter. I love working with them. I also was able to find a church home. So my church home is the Love Center Baptist Church, USA, where the Dr. Tony Peoples is my pastor. But I also have to give a shout out to my first lady, Lady Demetra Peoples. They have both welcomed me with open arms and have become my mentors and are helping me on this journey that I walk on today. I was in Florida since 1993, and I was a member of Mount Sinai Missionary Baptist Church, where I worked diligently in the community and outside of the community with Epsilon Epsilon Zeta chapter. And so Dr. Larry G. Mills, who was also a Sigma, was my pastor, and he's like my dad. And again, I am a grandmother of Asher, and I'm about to be another grandmother in about 6 weeks of a little girl named Jelani. Right. So I'm excited about having a granddaughter added to my family. I am currently working on a documentary of my life, and it's going to be awesome. There are different things that happened to me as I was growing up as a child. There are also things that I've had four strokes, and I was left for dead. The doctor said that there was nothing else that they could do for me. But you know what? Look at the God that we serve.
Yes,
thank
yes.
God I don't
He's
look
awesome.
Like what I've been through.
Give him
the
praise.
Come on,
girl,
man.
Give him the praise.
Well,
yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So, yeah, so that's just a little bit, like you said, proud graduate of Central State University in Wilberforce, Ohio, the Marauders, and the International Seminary, where I received my theology degree. So I am equipped, I am sanctified, I am motivated to let people know that God is real and that He can do anything but fail. And if you think that God won't do it for you, all you got to do is look up. And
come on,
to the healing for which cometh your help, and know that all of your help cometh from the Lord. All you got to do is call on the name, because there's power, wonder working
power
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Awesome.
Amen.
Amen. And see, that's what it's all about. And people know I have no problem giving the praise, because this radio station would not have been in existence without the vision God blessed me with to be able to start this and work us through from one show to 11 shows from the first year in 2017 to 2023. See, and He still got some awesome things that He is doing, and I'm willing to be humble and follow whatever He has for me to do. And I'm willing to do that. And I hear that out of you, Sarah, as well as the other individuals that's joined us. I'm telling you, God has brought us together for a purpose. And that purpose will be revealed once we finish with this interview. See, I'm all about interacting. I want people to be a part of it. What I want individuals to do is that, you know, it's easy to talk about what you're doing when you don't have a limit on whenever you. We have to have a time limit, but a meaning that rapid-fire questions I don't believe in. I believe in guests being able to be comfortable and just share what they feel comfortable sharing about. I put a little format together, just generic, but we always sometimes step away. Sometimes we don't make it through. But what we do is we get the point across. So I want to take this opportunity to give a shout-out to my co-hosts, because even though they're not joining us, they normally with us on Monday night. But then sometimes we have guests, and they allow just the guests and I go for it. I want to give a shout-out to a true, and I start off with her tonight, and that's out of the great state of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina. Our co-host, been with us for 5 years, none other than the newest author as a part of our group, Sarah Scarlett Harvey Black, has been with us for 5 years representing Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Along with, we have Dr. Olivia E. Smith out of the state of Georgia, representing Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We have, out of the great state of Alabama, she likes to be called Coach. That's Coach with a K. Coach Lauren D. Smith, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. You see, we got the Divine Nine going on here. And also, we have two other co-hosts that join us, from one of them out of the state of California, out of Oakland, California. Tina Robinson, we call her the lady that put the boots on the ground through her ministry, Owning My Own Truth Behavior Intervention. And then last but not least is a young lady out of the state of Florida, down in Boca Raton, Florida. She's a licensed social worker works and owns three businesses down there, yoga studio and others, none other than Lisa Levine. So those are the individuals make up the co-hosts. And I, myself, Lorenza D. Smith, is a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and so proud. So I wanted to give them a shout-out because, see, they may be listening and may not say anything tonight because they like it to go smooth. So, Evangelist Sarah, that's what I'm going to make sure I say. We want to take this opportunity, and we may just bounce around a little bit here because what we want to do is kind of, you know, we got a format, and we just want to touch on some things and then touch on what you want to share because that's what it's all about. As I shared with you earlier, I'm turning from side to side because I have devices all around, and I have to make sure I give everybody their my undivided attention. And so it's all good. So, as we look at you being a playwright and focusing on the From Bondage to Freedom Outreach Ministry, can you just take an opportunity to kind of share how did you come up with that? And we know God bless you with it and those individuals that works with you. But if you want to just take a minute and talk about that.
The actual play is called Coming Out of the Storm.
Okay.
The play was based on the actual book, Coming Out of the Storm, From Brokenness to Wholeness.
Okay.
And during that time of writing the play, I pulled different excerpts from the book, and I also had an awesome director, producer, who helped me take my thoughts and to make them come alive on the screen. So I want to thank you.
All right, thank you. The camera may have froze up on you. I think the camera may have froze up, but that's all right. She's going to come back. It could be me. It's coming back. It's coming back. Wow. But I tell you, it's so important that we come before you, but we want you to be a part of this show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits.
She became my friend. She ate at my table. She slept underneath my roof. She went to church with me on Sundays and asked me to pray for her and pray that God would give her the man of her dreams. However, the man of her dreams happened to be my husband.
Okay.
And I found out later that she was also carrying my husband's child.
Oh.
So when you think about going through a state of brokenness, think about betrayal, think about bitterness, you think about unforgiveness, you think about all the things you want to do to get back at these people that hurt you. So out of that came the book. And God had to help me to move on. He had to help me to come out of that.
Well, I tell you, sometimes we have to realize that they'll be working in particular ways and not at present with what we had said, but we'll never get up like we're lost a little bit of the volume right now, but it'll come back. So we'll need to make sure, and truly, can you hear me, Sarah?
Yes.
You can hear me? Okay, I don't know, it's just something because I lost her on it. If you can hear me.
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can.
It went to mute all of a sudden.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry, that's my wife. She had jumped in here, too.
Some people were talking about that they had lost sound. Can everybody hear me now?
Can everybody?
Yes.
Everybody?
Yeah.
Everybody. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Sarah, I appreciate it. I do appreciate it. Well, I tell you okay. Can you hear me, Sarah? I just want to make sure.
Yes.
You can? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say this, and something about sometimes like technology, we know it's the best thing in the world, But the thing, it does do its own thing sometimes. I've encountered this before. You know, sometimes the internet, because it's operated off internet, it sometimes goes out. Sometimes it has pauses in it. But we're just going to keep on grinding. And truly, as I hear Sara talks about the brokenness, and too many times we all encounter a situation that breaks us. The key is trusting and believing in the Lord. And by believing in him, he can work you through those situations. But you have to be able to believe and trust in him. And he's the one that's leading me and guiding me. This show is based on him leading and guiding us. So these difficulties we run into, these little challenges we have when we run into it, we know God got them. So he's working with us to make sure things work out. So just be kind of patient, but we're going to make it through. So our next question, Sarah, and I'm getting some feedback. I can't really control that. Someone, can we get everybody to put this stuff on mute for just right now so we can make sure we have the volume for our guests? Okay. I'm getting some feedback. We're still getting some feedback. Can we put off everybody, put themselves on mute, because I don't have that control. I good afternoon, sir. Thank you for joining. Okay. All right. Sarah.
Yes.
Okay, so I have you back. Okay, good. Well, I had you all the time. I just saw you up at the top of that. I see Dr. Tony Peoples, the leader of the flock. Thank you so much, Dr. Peoples, for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be on.
Okay, awesome, awesome. I appreciate you joining us. And as we try to bring this platform to a point where we can present it, and you always have some technical difficulty. We're in a time of learning and working through, so we're going to work through. So Evangelist Shay,
yes.
If I can say, I'm kind of spinning around, and my people on my other stream looking at me like, slow down. I am going to be able to get into one spot and get settled in a minute. Let's look at, as you was talking about coming out of the storm, from brokenness to wholeness, why broken crayons steal color. And you shared with us the actuality why you was able to work there. Was that title difficult to come up with? Or how did you come up with that title in regards to that?
The first book, Coming Out of the Storm, from brokenness to wholeness, It was simply God saying to me, you have been in this storm long enough. It is now time for you to come out of it and to move from brokenness to wholeness. And he asked me the question, like he asked the man that was sitting by the pool, do you want to be made whole? And of course, I answered, yes, God, I want to be made whole. Well, he said, in order to do that, I'm going to have to move you from brokenness to wholeness. And I need you to write this book. I need you to go through each and every possible angle, each and every step that someone might come up with, and something that may be able to be triggered. That book is filled with prayers. It's filled with difficult questions. It's filled with difficult exercises for you to actually fill out. It's a journal where you can actually write in it as you go along the answers to your questions, and it's filled with scriptures so that you're able to see what God has to say about what you wrote concerning your journey back to wholeness.
Awesome, man. I tell you this. That's awesome to hear that. I tell you, when we, I have a thing that I do, and a lot of people look at it and say, why are you doing it? You know, I try to assess myself every day. So in many days, I may see myself as being broken, but I also know that I put my trust in our Lord and Savior. I'm always going to be whole. That is just part of our journey and our plan, that sometimes we feel like we are broken or we're just broken. But the truth of the matter, when we do trust in Him, turn it over to our Lord and Savior, the wholeness will come into play. So I assess myself where I can put everything in a point of brokenness, or put it where it's been successful, pros and cons, and then I can take it and say, I'm turning it over to you, our Lord, and you can make it work. That's why I always tell people, God got you. Trust in Him to know that if you believe and trust in Him, He got you. So this pretty much, when you see this, you can understand it. Evangelist Shay, it was mentioned as I looked through your bio about playwriting, and in regards to the outreach, as we talk about the book, is there a play in the future coming with that book, or kind of help me, because I see playwriters, so I'm trying to see exactly.
Yes, there is an actual play that's going to be coming in the fourth quarter. The actual play, Coming Out of the Storm, like I said before, which is based on the actual book, Coming Out of the Storm, From Brokenness to Wholeness, that play will be featured in Columbus, Ohio, during the fourth quarter. The director, V.F. Taylor, he is in charge of that, and we are in negotiations to get everything set for the fourth quarter, and we will be recording that actual play, and we will be bringing the play to Montgomery, Alabama.
Awesome. That is, truly, please keep this station and the team members here abreast, and so I can let my sponsors know as well, because they're always supporting a lot of the things we, besides the trips and so on. They are providing food vouchers, gift cards, purchasing books. I'm sitting here with quite a few authors and books. Matter of fact, Sarah Scarlett Harvey Black, you know, I purchased her book and been raffling, giving it out to individuals so they can have it, along with the many other authors and that's been on the show. So God has blessed us, and please keep us abreast of that opportunity and that chance for, you know, you to really spread the wings, so the wings can cover a lot of people. And that's what it's all about. But we're going to get right. Just catch your breath, and I want to share with those individuals the names that are joining us, because, like I said, we have people from all over the world joining us, and they like to type the names in so they can be the name be called out. I want to give a shout-out to Keith Sism. Keith Sism is a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. He's a middle school principal down in Hayneville, Alabama. So I want to give a shout-out to him. That's Keith Sism. We have Jacqueline Davis out of McKenzie, Alabama, which is south of Greenville, Alabama, and she's joining us. And we have several other people slowly coming in. And I just want to make sure I give them a shout-out, because I know they've been saying they'll call me sometimes. Some of them will. Not just saying these particularly. You didn't call my name tonight. So I want to make sure I give them that shout-out to let you know that they're here attending, and they want to hear the awesome things that you are doing, as well as your church, as well as your ministry, where you're able to outreach our community so we can be very successful. Let's kind of move forth and kind of focus on, I noticed in reading your bio, some programs and activities that focus on the mind, the body, and spirit. What are some of those programs and activities that focus on the mind, the body, and the spirit?
What I have done is I have developed a program that's called From Bondage to Freedom Outreach Ministry, which focuses on the mind, the body, and the spirit. And it also is it's also intertwined with the book Coming Out of the Storm, because basically we want to deal with the mind, we want to deal with anger issues.
Okay.
We want to deal with accountability. We want to deal with the pain itself and the source of the pain. And we want to deal with why we gravitate to more pain.
Mm.
And we also deal with the body, because if your body is not in shape, if your body is not working right, then you're going to also have problems. I had problems with my body. I not only suffered cervical cancer, I also developed diabetes. I am stage 3 kidney failure, and I have survived 4 strokes. I had to learn how to walk, talk, and do everything all over again. But in taking care of the body, you have to make sure that you go to the doctor, you make sure you're eating healthy, and make sure that you do those things that can keep you from out of the nursing home, from out of the hospital, and from not on bed rest. I was in the nursing home after that 4th stroke for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
5 whole years I was in the nursing home. But however, during that time, the Lord allowed me to work on my spirit man.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time of working on my spirit man, He also allowed me to write my 2nd book, Why Broken Crayons Give You Color. And see, I got that title from my godson. I had been actually buying him crayons and coloring books, and he would break them. And I said to him one day, I said, why do you keep breaking your crayons? He said, well, Mommy, they still color. And so I sat there and I thought about it, and he was right. They still color. And God said to me, He said, Sherelle, you may be in a state of brokenness right now. You might not be able to move your legs right now. You might not be able to get your body together right now.
Mm-hmm.
But however, you can still talk. You can still write. Your brain is still functioning.
Yes,
and
yes,
you
mm-hmm.
can still do work for the kingdom.
Yeah.
So I started doing work for my nursing home bed. I started doing lectures. I started doing motivational speaking. I even got women to actually come into the nursing home to actually have events and programs centered around how to get whole again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there is nothing that our God cannot do He puts his mind to it. And we have to remember that long before we were even conceived in our mother's womb, He knew the path that he was going and the journey that we would be taking to get to him and to get other people to know about his goodness and his grace and his mercy. So I thank God for where I am right now, because if it hadn't have been for him on my side, I don't know where I would be.
I'm telling you, Evangelist, you're hitting it on the head. And I will say, when I say Evangelist, I'm going to say Sarah, and I'm just going to say Shay. I'm telling you, doing an awesome job. God has blessed her to be go through that phase, so she
can share
with everybody. See, the thing about it, we don't do enough when we go. We try to hide because we think it's a weakness, because we have been through something. Whatever we've been through, God let us experience that and gives us wisdom. And with that wisdom, you should come back and share it with other individuals. You don't have to go in-depth exactly what happened, but just say what God had done for me could do more for you as well if you trust and believe him. And that's one of the things. I want to take an opportunity just to share what I heard about anger. See, we have a society. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a show on Wednesday night talking about anger and hatred. We're going to talk about that, and we can't get angry because the plan that God has for each and every one is not the same. Sometimes the road's going to be clear, and sometimes the road's going to have debris in it. Then sometimes the road's going to have logs, going to have stumbling blocks. What we can't get angry because we have to go through it. God has the plan. He also said he has set a path for you. He has a plan. You cannot offset that plan no matter what you do. But what you can do is follow the plan as he has set forth for you. And sometimes I think we forget about that. Become always me while I'm going through this. Going through it because God is preparing you for something a lot much greater. And when I heard accountability, say, you said accountability. See, people in our times now has forgot about accountability. We are accountable for our actions. We're responsible for our action. Accountability come into play when we have now to deal with what we have done. And I think a lot of times individuals forget about that.
You know, one of the things when you're dealing with accountability, you have to be responsible for your role and your part in what happened to you in that particular situation. You have to be willing to pick up the pieces and examine the pieces to find out what it was that was going on inside of you that made that person think that they could treat you that way.
Come on now. Come on now. You said it not for then. But I want to do this. I want to give a shout out to the old individual that has joined us since we last gave the shout out, Carmen Griffin. Thank you, Carmen, for joining us. Andrea Montgomery. Thank you for joining us as well. And they're slowly trickling in, and I try to give them a shout out. But I want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell, actually your location, and you can chat and share your thoughts. And I'll make it live because if you got a question, I'm going to allow you to come in and ask that question because it's all about being interactive. We also want you to know on Facebook and Instagram, you have an opportunity to like come, you can comment because Carmen Griffin said, God bless you all. And she made that. Then she had a couple other things she's typing in. So you have that opportunity on Instagram, which is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We're partnering with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Then also on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/drldialberto Smith. And we get ready, Shay, to kind of we get to the point where we're having an awesome time sharing something that some or everyone needs to hear. However, as we get closer to the hour, we have an hour network. We had to work within that hour network, and that's the time frame that we have. We want you to take this opportunity in the next 5-10 minutes and just whatever you want to share before you share the common events or activities you have. You already shared one of them, but I want you to just take a time and just it's you're motivating. We're going to motivate everybody on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, Instagram. You have that opportunity now.
I just want to let everybody know that God is real. And he will, if you ask him, he will help you to rediscover your purpose in life. He will help you to be able to live your dreams. He will help you to get to your destiny if you just reach out and talk to him. The songwriter said, have a little talk with Jesus.
Oh, come on.
Tell him about your troubles. All your struggles. And he will make everything all right because God wants what's best for each and every one of us.
Yes.
And when I wrote these books, these are actually Christian self-help books.
Oh.
And we talk talk about affirmations in the book. There are songs to soothe the heart. There are thoughts for the day. There are questions that make you think and rethink and make you go back and examine your life to decide if this is even the right pathway that you want to be on. Or if there's something else that's going on inside of you, if you're still harboring unforgiveness, and that unforgiveness is keeping you from moving to the next level in God. Because, see, if you can't forgive, then the Word of God says He can't forgive you. So you have to find a way to forgive your fellow man and move on and wish them the best of luck. And in wishing them the best of luck, God has taken His attention off of them and turned His attention to you and your wishes and your goals and your dreams, because you were obedient to Him. So soon I will be bringing it actually to the Montgomery area. It's called After the Storm Living Center. And that living center will be a two-year program where women that are homeless with children, it's a threefold, with children will be able to be a part of the program. Women that are just being released from prison will be able to acclimate themselves back into the community. And those women that who are dealing with domestic violence, and those, there will be programs where we will teach them how to do job interviews, how to write a resume, how to decide whether they want to go to college. If they don't have a GED, we're going to help them to get their GED. So all the different things that they would need, we're going to talk about credit building. We're going to teach them how to cook for those that don't know how to cook. And we're going to make women be able to feel whole again, to be complete again, to be able to love themselves again.
Awesome.
And so I'm currently working on my documentary of my life. And that documentary will talk about the different things that I went through as a child, being molested by my father. We are going to talk about being date raped in college. I'm going to talk about different things that happened in my life. And there's a lot of things that I went through, and I was telling God, well, I don't know about this, and I don't know about that, but you know what? He allowed those different things to happen to me, not the way that they happened, but I had told Him I didn't know anything about drugs. I didn't know anything about drinking and things of that nature, where I did not remember where I was or lost 2 or 3 days. But what happened when I was sick, my caregiver had given me too much medication, and I ended up losing 2 or 3 days of my life, and I didn't know what happened. And when that happened to me, I was just like totally devastated. And now I said to God, I understand what these people are going through when they say they don't know what happened and how they lost time and how they lost track. But with that documentary, it's also going to allow people to become partners. It's going to allow people to write grants and do different things of that nature to be a part of helping the women with the After the Storm Living Center. And that's what I'm going to be bringing to the Montgomery area. I'm excited about it. And I'm excited about what we did here tonight on this show, letting people know that you can move from brokenness to wholeness, and you still color. No matter what state you're in, God can use you in any state. And if you would like to get a copy of Why Broken Crayons Still Color, you can reach me at 912-409-5474, or you can go to my, you can email me at Sherelle, that's S-H-A-R-Y-L, the word speaks It's STEAKS, the number 89@AOL.com. So that's Sherelle Speaks 89@AOL.com. Why Broken Crayons Still Color? It's actually in production. It should be out by June, and you can get your copy of Why Broken Crayons Still Color. Coming Out of the Storm, From Brokenness to Wholeness, it is actually available today. I am actually working with Amazon and some other places to actually get the books into their bookstores, so I will definitely be letting you know. I've been one of the greatest opportunities that I'm getting ready to have is that my pastor, Dr. Tony Peoples, is allowing me to preach my trial sermon on March 26th at the Lux. So we will be streaming live on Facebook that day, and we stream live every Sunday, and we also stream our Bible studies on Thursdays. So, yes, I'm excited about what God is doing and how he is elevating me in ministry as well as my day-to-day life. For most of you who don't know, I was almost 260 pounds. I have lost to date 65 pounds.
Awesome.
When I first came to Montgomery in March last year, I was in a wheelchair. I couldn't walk from the bathroom to the bedroom. But my grandson said he would have none of that. So he would push me to get up to come after him. So as of June, of this past June, I'm no longer in a wheelchair. I don't use a walker. I don't use a cane. And God is he's so good, y'all. He's so good. And I just want to thank him, and I just want to praise his holy and righteous name, because he is worthy to be praised.
All right.
And if anybody has any questions for me, feel free to jump in right now before we jump off, and I will answer those questions.
That's to the panel as well, of supporters. Do you have any questions? I have a lot of things typed in, but they have comments saying how excited they was able to hear you evangelists tonight on Facebook as well as on Instagram. And they really don't have questions. They're just saying, thank you, Lord, and God bless all of y'all. These are the kind of comments we're getting. We have Mr. Michael Williams joining us out of Utah, Alabama. He's joining us as well. So we're having individuals that slowly just jumping in, and they just making comments of support and encouragement. We truly. But like I say, any of the panel members who have the ability to be live can do that. Even the board, individuals on the board, you have an opportunity to call in number. Just press one. If y'all are on the board, you just press one. We'll be able to see your hand go up. Then we can talk and allow you to talk. If there are no other questions or comments, we are pressing toward the 30 minutes of the time, which is the last minute or two that we have. We just want to truly take this opportunity to let you know the information you share about making contact with her and being able to purchase the book, purchase the things that's available, take an opportunity to work with us in engagement for a speaker. You have an opportunity to do that, or workshops, the numbers you get. But I'm going to post it on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all of the networks I have. Tumblr, that I have an opportunity to get it out and make sure the word is out. So it's
amen.
Been, it's,
thank you.
It's been amen. Awesome. Amen. I tell you, it was so encouraging at first when I talked with you earlier, evangelist. There was someone
put me back together.
Okay, maybe somebody was just talking. But when I talked to you this afternoon, you know, I had come in and said, I told you I was setting everything up, getting it going. But see, God, you know, when the devil tried to break it down, he jumped back in. So YC would have got her laptop, and we'll maybe that's why it's to the side instead of in front of me. But that's the way things work out sometimes. It's a blessing to be able to be here and be in the presence of some awesome mm-hmm. people. And that's why I say the vision God gave me for this radio station and for this network was to be interactive, let the word get out. And truly, truly, I'm saying evangelist, I'm going to say Sarah, and I'm going to say thank you so much for
thank you for
sharing what, you know, God has blessed you through the ministry to reach out and reach others. Because that's what we're on this earth for. As a Christian
yes.
is to expand beyond the doors of a church and get out in the community among the masses and share to mm-hmm. with them with the blessings God has mm-hmm. given us, the ability to wake up every morning. Because when I wake up every morning, I know you all do it too. When I wake up, I truly say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing me to be able to see another day. When we go to sleep at night, my wife and we pray, and we always say, Just bless us so we can be at peace. Bless us where we can understand life. See, be able to thank him for his grace, his mercy, and his forgiveness. So we're so thankful. Thank you so much, Evangelist, for being a part of it. We will post information how you can contact. We're going to make sure we, at this radio station, purchase 5 of your books. We're going to purchase those books.
And amen.
We're going to have an open opportunity for whenever you want to come back. We'll just let me know. You can come back and you can share. You may want to call it follow-up, up-to-up, whatever you want to call it. The door is open for you to do that because God has blessed us to be able to encounter one another. Thank you so much. And as we get ready to close out, I truly want to thank each and every one of our listeners and watchers. Thank for the individual made up the panel tonight, and that was those individuals on Zoom. But that availability is something we're working toward, using it more and more, where we can actually see our guests so individuals on the other networks can see everybody that's listed on the, it means being shown on the Zoom. And see, that's a blessing. That's coming from only having one phone and a computer to do this show to now to have 4 or 5 of us. We have at least 6 devices working here. So God is so good. He truly placed that vision in me to get out and do it. And the team of people around, I have to always shout them out, the WDSW radio team, the internet station, we're number 1. We're proud to say that, being heard in 33 countries. So, again, thank each and every one of you all, the listeners, the watchers, and the panel that made up on Zoom. Thank all of the individuals that listen to it on Blog Talk Radio, which is WBSW Radio. It's been awesome. But as we get ready to close out, I always tell people, I truly, truly love you. I give you the L's because I love you. See, and that's coming from my heart because I know where love comes from. And I know what love is and what love does. And it comes from my heart. And I truly let everybody know that every time we close a show. But I also want to share with you, we have a show on tomorrow at 1 o'clock called Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. And we're going to be talking about battling. Truly, I want people to hear this. Battling for the future of our boys so they can be productive men. We have to start young. We had series 1 last week, and we're coming back with series 2. That was Thursday last week. That's at 1 o'clock p.m. on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number 1 on Instagram, Facebook. And then we come back, and we make sure we play it back on the man episode throughout Facebook, our Instagram, our Tumblr, our LinkedIn, our Zoom. We also play it through an opportunity through our YouTube television station. So God is good. God is awesome. And again, thank each and every one of them. And as I always close out, I close out with these hashtags. Hashtag responsible. We still are in a period of the pandemic, and we need to make sure we continue to protect ourselves. Be responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding, because things might get tough. You might get broken, but you got to keep on grinding, because you turn it over to our Lord and Savior, and he will give you the strength to do what you need to, because he's in control of the plan. We're not. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Tonight we have some communication for understanding. Thank you so much, Salah. Then hashtag is a mindset. Truly a mindset. What you have on your mind and you work on and put in the right and trust in our Lord, turn it over to him, you'll be just fine. Because he got you. And last but not least, every time he gives me a chance to come before you, especially tonight with a special guest, and that guest shares some things that you can take, and I see we still have people commenting on Facebook saying, you know, truly, I stumbled onto this live show. She stumbled. This was Carmen Griffin, and it was much needed for her. See, Sarah, much needed for her. See, we never know who's listening.
Amen.
So, and what impact we have on other individuals. And as I close out, I want to thank, again, our guests and the panel of supporters. I'll thank Pastor Dr. Tony Peoples. Thank you so much. Some people may say Reverend, but I'm saying in that matter, if that's okay. And we want to thank all the other individuals. As I saw some of the names, our senses of distance, I see Demetra Peoples. She's joining us along with Brenda. She's joining us along with Deborah. She's joining us. And we also have our my wife had to jump in and work through her phone and computer, so we'll be up and running. And that's my wife, Reosha Bush Smith. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And we're just celebrating, as we know, the 103rd and 109th Founders Day recently in this month of January. So it's truly, truly awesome. And look like we're about lost at end. She's coming back in. But thank you so much to each and every one. As we close out, I want to share this with you. It is truly, and I always play this song, and I'm working to make sure it's there. We do not have the rights to the song, but we play it to make sure we leave in the right manner. And sometimes it just... I turn it down just a little bit.
Amen. Didn't see her coming. Hell, it's like I've been running. Is my mind playing tricks on me? Is she one up for me? If I had to testify, I could only say she's the truth. It's like prayers went up and sent me you. Now I wasn't looking, I was fine on my own. Could come and go as I please, nobody questioning me. I don't know when things began to change. You came and turned all around. Got me saying amen. From the bed to the stove, from the church to the job, best thing I got me saying amen. Girl, you're looking good. You keep that cooking good. Best thing for sure. Your love's not settling, settling on me. Like a kid in a blanket. Made it hard for me to leave.